Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Wanda Sykes? Hello?
Hello.
Is this Wanda?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Wanda.
Hey. And you?
I know it doesn't sound like it, but we're on the radio right now.
Oh, get out.
This is the show.
You're on.
Really?
This is as fun as it gets. This is it right here.
Wow. That's a high energy.
We were going to tape it and then play it back tomorrow morning, but we're running late today, so we thought, wow, let's just talk to you live. It's way more fun anyway.
Well, I like that. Okay. Cool.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Is the new late night show thing here, is it crushing your sleep time, or how are you handling all that?
No, the babies are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Babies are crushing the sleep time. The late night show is fun though. I'm having a good time over there. You know, I'm really busy doing Old Christine and doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same time, but I'm getting it done.
This has got to be a pretty interesting time to be in late night TV, sort of watching everything that's going on with the Tonight Show and Conan and all that. Mm-hmm. What's your take on everything that's been going on?
What's going on with the Tonight Show? No, it's a mess over there. NBC is they're just a big mess. You know, it's they weren't fair to either Jay or Conan. You know, and I feel sorry for those guys. You know, but you know, I guess by the time Conan finished counting his money, his time will be up and he can get back on TV.
Serious, mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
man. So, my contract is really jacked up because if I get fired, I owe Fox money. And my staff, they get to kick my butt in the parking lot. I don't know how that happened, but, you know.
What did he end up with, $40 million for himself and $12 million for the staff?
I think so.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm going to give him a call and see if I can borrow food.
Seriously?
You know?
Like, what's your take and what's, like, the, I don't know, like, the comedy community's take on Jay Leno, because it seems like there's a lot of people pissed at him right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it seems like a lot of people are mad with him. But to me, I mean, it's if you're anywhere in TV or just, I mean, I'm sure in radio too. I mean, you know the game. If you're not getting the numbers, they'll fire you. And you know, Jay, he was getting numbers at the 11:30 spot, and they didn't want to lose him, so they pushed him at 10 o'clock. And it's okay, do I go to 10 o'clock or do I just say, you know, screw it, I'll just try to, you know, sit still for a little bit. Because they didn't want to let him out of his contract either. So that's why I'm just like, I would be really pissed at NBC if I were them. Because they made both of them, you know, look bad.
What's the controversy then with Jay? Like, if you're Jay Leno, do you just let that job go because they gave it to Conan, or would you have handled it the same way Jay has? Would you take it back?
Would I take it back? Well, if it meant that I can't work anywhere else for a while, you know, I mean, he's under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not like if Jay didn't take the job back that they were going to keep Conan. You know,
mm-hmm.
I like to say, okay, we'll just stick with this guy if we can't have you. I don't know. I mean, I would hate to be in that position, you know. But, I mean, look at it. Jay was number one when he was in that spot. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, networks, they don't stick with you anymore to let you try to develop, you know, an audience. So I don't know what Jay could have done. Because he's not, you know, he's not Jeff Zucker. He doesn't own NBC.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he doesn't own his show.
Right.
You know?
I guess a lot of people think, you know, how much.
What was that?
No, I was going to say, I think a lot of people would just wonder, you know, how much is enough? You know, like, because, yes, when you strike when the iron's hot, and when you're hot, you're doing all these shows, and you know, making a lot of money, and Jay's been doing it for a long time, and I guess for some people, they thought, well, you know what, it was someone else's turn, and if mm-hmm. you've given it up, then give it up. It's not like Jay's hurting for money and needs the job back.
Right, but you know, but if you love what you're doing, that you know, and you're good at it,
mm-hmm.
you know, should that force you out? Should you go? Oh, you know what? I love being a heart surgeon, but I'm going to stop because you know, I've saved enough lives. I'm going to stop and let somebody else do it. I really like doing it, but nah, I'm going to let somebody else do it.
In light of all,
yeah. So I see both sides. I'm you know, I feel for both of them.
So in light of all of that, would you ever host The Tonight Show?
Hell no.
Really? Why not?
I won't even watch NBC anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous what they did, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll go on the show, but I wouldn't want to be in business with them. Mm-hmm. That's the way they do business. I wouldn't go anywhere near them.
You know, I think you said something really true. Like we're both in industries where you got to see results quickly now, and if you don't, they're gone. So how have your ratings been since you started?
Oh, for my show?
Uh huh.
I've been doing good.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
And the ratings are holding up. Actually, on my show on a Saturday night, I'm around like 2.3 million viewers, I think, and like in the demo. I'm doing better than like Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and mm-hmm. Craig Ferguson, what they do on a regular night. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, I'm not getting a lot of press from Fox or promos from Fox, but you know that costs money. So, and I'm telling you, this business is all about how much they're willing to spend, how much they're willing to lose. So. I just go out there and do my show and try to have fun and hope the audience is enjoying it.
In all honesty, are you?
So that's good. But I'm here to talk about my DVD.
Okay, let's talk about the DVD.
HBO is being released.
All right, what you got going on?
Yeah, I'm Gonna Be Me is coming out on Tuesday on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it did very well for HBO, and so now if you're too cheap to have cable, HBO have premium stuff. The DVD will be available on Tuesday.
I saw it on HBO. Hilarious, as always, because I think your name is synonymous with just being funny and comedy, because my girlfriend and I watched it, loved it, and even last night during the State of the Union address, when Joe Biden was back there smiling and laughing, my girlfriend said, he looks like he's watching a Wanda Sykes show. I mean, it's just, you know, I think that you are so hot right now in comedy that I think that, you know, you talk about Fox not doing a lot of commercials. It's like you don't need it. It's just you see your name up there, you're on TV, people want to turn to it.
Well, thank you.
It's true.
And I'm wondering if you're going to write Tiger Woods a thank you note, because your Tiger Woods stuff is hilarious.
I'm telling you, we all in comedy should send him a fruit basket. I mean, and it keeps giving. It doesn't stop. And, you know, like I woke up and yeah, it's like the tooth fairy. You know, you wake up, ooh, what's under my pillow today? What did Tiger leave me? What bit of comedy am I getting from Tiger today?
The DVD comes out on what day?
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Cool.
We'll make sure to remind everybody.
All right.
All right, Wanda. Good talking to you, and continued success with the TV show.
Well, thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, you too.
Bye bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.